It's Thursday, March 9th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last Saturday, attackers killed a pastor in Nigeria, Africa. Pastor Musa Hyok, with the Church of Christ and Nations, died at the hands of suspected Muslim Fulani militants. Two of his sons were also killed. His death comes after Nigeria's February 25th general election. A local leader told International Christian Concern, quote, "The militant came when we were sleeping. They targeted the pastor for preaching to the community, not to vote for Muslims as the country's presidents. The militant promised to attack the Christian communities that failed to vote Muslim during the election," end quote. Latest figures show membership in the Evangelical Church in Germany fell by 575,000 people last year. That's a drop of 2.9%. The mainline evangelical group numbers over 19 million people, or 23% of Germany's population. An estimated 380,000 people left the group in 2022, outpacing its recorded number of deaths for the first time. Unlike free evangelical churches in Germany, the mainline association trends theologically liberal. As of 2019, a third of its membership did not even believe in God. Psalm 10, verse 4 says, "In his pride, the wicked man does not seek God. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God." Alliance Defending Freedom UK reported Monday that British police arrested a pro-life activist again for silently praying near an abortion mill in Birmingham, England, 100 miles from London. Just weeks ago, a court exonerated Isabel von Spruce, the director of March for Life UK, after her first arrest last December in a similar incident. Listen to the police tell her that prayer is an offense before her latest arrest.
"Can I please ask you to step away from here and step outside the exclusion zone?
Since Isabel von Spruce's words were difficult to hear initially, she said, quote, "I'm not protesting. I'm not engaging in any of the activities prohibited," end quote.
"But you've said you're engaging in prayer, which is the offense."
"It's silent prayer."
"No, but you are still engaging in prayer. It is an offense."
Von Spruce's prayers remind us of the prophet Daniel, who also faced government censorship. Daniel 6, verse 10 says, "Now when Daniel knew that the decree was signed, he went home. He knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God." Meanwhile, UK members of parliament voted yesterday to move forward with censorship zones around abortion mills. As in the case of Isabel von Spruce, local censorship zones were already in place. The new measure would impose such buffer zones nationwide. Lawmakers specifically voted down an amendment to protect silent prayer and consensual conversations outside abortion mills. Last Friday, counselors won their case against a county in Florida over an unconstitutional ordinance. Palm Beach County had banned counselors from helping minors who wanted to overcome homosexual attraction or gender confusion. Liberty Counsel, a Christian legal group, represented the counselors. Matt Staver, the firm's founder, said, quote, "These victories set a precedent that minors who are struggling with gender confusion can get the help they need from counselors who are free from political censorship," end quote. Last Wednesday, the U.S. Department of Labor Statistics released unemployment data for last year. The unemployment rate in 2022 was 3.6%. down from 5.3% in 2021. The 10 states